John chapter 12, 25 to 29. He who loves his soul life loses it, and he who hates his soul life in the world shall keep it unto eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also my servant will be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me out of this hour. But for this reason I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came out of heaven. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd, therefore, which stood by and heard it, said that there had been thunder. Others said an angel had spoken to him.
In verse 25, the Lord tells us to lose our soul. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. The first two occurrences of the word life in this verse in the Greek language means soul or soul life. The same word is found in 10:11, 15:17. This is also proved by the Gospels of Matthew and Mark. What does it mean to die and experience the cross? It simply means to deny and reject your soul, your natural life. You must lose your soul, your natural life, yourself. Then the church will come into being. Then God will be glorified. And then Satan will be dealt with and cast out, for he will be expelled by the church. The Lord, as a grain of wheat falling into the ground, lost his soul life through death, that he might release his eternal life to the many greens in resurrection. We, as the many greens, must lose our soul life through death, that we may enjoy the eternal life in resurrection. This is to follow him, so that we might serve him, as mentioned in verse 26. Furthermore, the many grains need to be crushed and ground into flour, into powder, that they may be blended together and become the bread.